Beverly had gone to the supermarket, jumped in the dumpster, found lettuce and tomatoes and bread, and bought a big bag of potato chips and 1 or 2 liters of fruit punch. Beverly shoplifted some cheese, lunch meat, mayonnaise, and mustard. And when they came back with this feast in hand, the two introduced themselves to Danny and handed him a paper plate with a big layered sandwich, chips, and a cup of fruit punch. When he finished eating, they asked if he wanted another one. Had he had enough? Is there anything more he might want? This moment was the turning point that eventually led to Danny's total sobriety. Imagine that, just a pinch of kindness, just some garbage lettuce and a bit of turkey and Swiss cheese, and 1 cup of Hawaiian punch. They didn't know him, but they helped him. To this day, if you ask Danny, they were the ones who had the greatest impact on his entire perspective on giving. It was then that he began regularly spending his last dollars on a taco for his neighbor or a bagel for a stranger. He eventually gave this act of giving a name, a ministry called Up From the Ashes, taken from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. This is how Danny picked up his street name, Preacher. This guy, who never had more than 20 bucks in his pocket, would take people out to eat. His favorite place to take them was Spires, an old diner, where he would sit across from them as they looked at the menu, scanning the laminated page for the cheapest thing, like a cheeseburger, knowing that Danny was in the same place they were. He'd snatch the menu out of their hands and tell them that if they were just going to pick the cheapest thing off the menu, he would have to pick something for them. Sure, his funds were limited, but if he didn't have enough to take them out to eat, he said he'd let them know. He wasn't interested in going the economy route. What he wanted to do was give them a good meal and hear their story. Danny was now sober and shaven and clean. He'd used the gas station nearby, with an outdoor bathroom, which is almost impossible to find these days. As a result of his clean disposition and his upward attitude, people saw something different in Danny. He would tell them his story, his journey toward recovery, and his belief that everyone had a God-given purpose, including them. Across the table, Danny would watch as tears made clean tracks down their faces, dripping off their chins and dropping into little mud puddles on their plates. He started doing this whenever he had any money, and it's this generous spirit that inspires me most about Danny. He is the single most generous man I've ever met. He's also the most content. So that's why our truck runs are not a feeding ministry. The truck runs use food as leverage to connect human to human, heart to heart. And sure enough, that's how I met Danny. I was on a truck run back in 2010, and he got a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and my phone number. Eventually, Danny found out where his children were. His son, only 16 years old, was in a maximum security prison. His daughter, 19, was still in the care of her foster parents and had been molested for years by the man that Danny's ex-wife had left him for. In June 2010, Danny left me a voicemail asking if Mobile Loaves had any discounts with Greyhound. We didn't. So I bought Danny a ticket to Minneapolis so he could celebrate Father's Day for the first time in 22 years. To make it in time, Danny left on a Thursday, only to find out on that very same Thursday his son had violated parole and was back in prison. Danny was able to visit his son by participating in what they call a video visit, only able to see him on a TV screen. His daughter gave him a phone call because her foster parents didn't want her to see him for reasons still unknown. That was his long-awaited, long-anticipated Father's Day, but at least it was more than he'd had in 22 years or since. I asked Danny if we could have coffee when he got back. That was when he told me his story, his thoughts and ideas, summarizing his philosophy by quoting the parable.